So we arrived at the Vishal Toivo and Mitzlachas, at the Shitas of Rambam here in the Sugya. We set up a huge controversy. Send us even the Rambam, then the Gemara, then the Rashi. That's like Chabad. No Gemara. What are you going for? Rambam, you do like Rambam to quote the Gemara properly. What? I don't know why I waste that time all the time. We could have already been holding already in those carbonas.
They get
the token,
right?
No, they get the token. They don't get the token. No, the senders. Not the babbages. They're good. I'll love them. Some of them. Yeah. Listen carefully now. All the Rishonim Paskin, the Sugya, the Tok for Koyin, Batsim Yalei. Ke'ish Echad, Balev Echad. Places, Rosh, the Rashba, the Ramban. Each of them with their qualifications, each of them with their Nidainim. Well, nice, at the end of the day, they all Paskin, Tok for Koyin, Batsim Yalei. The Rambam was an exception. First, we'll see the Gemara. If you remember where we were holding, we should have done this Gemara 2 weeks ago, but we kept pushing it off. The Gemara brought a raya, and it's very important for today's raya. The Gemara brought a raya that talk for Kohen, it's even the other, because if it's talk for Kohen, it's even the other. Kohen can grab it, so then it's not the Yisrael. So the Yisrael can't do anything even with that, correct? What was the raya? Because it's a sacred Nechassim with deer, and he's allowed to give it. How can he give it? Otherwise, it's a raya that the Kohen can't grab it. Otherwise, it's point to point, I'm going to Kohen. That's our old friend, the Gemara, that we started 2 weeks ago. Only Abaya said, he said to Rav Chananya, you, Rav Chananya, want to bring a raya to the Heilig Rebbe, Rabbo. It's not a raya. Why? Chachmai is keen, and it could be that the oil of Tokhba Koyim and Tiniyah, they really need the coins a lot of grab. If the coins a lot of grab, how could the Yid Pater himself using Suffolk Mormon coin? So what I says, well, my skin is going to less than a Tisha B'hu. The case of the rice over there, I was talking about a case where the guy had exactly 10 behemoths, 9 plus the Suffolk. So it's a monashach. Ibarach Yuvahu Shavaka Maisa. If it's a Bach Yuvah, so you're giving Maisa, it's good. Ilab Bach Yuvah, Havi Tisha, Lab Basu Yuvah. There's no right for this one. Really, the coin can grab. I have the coin can grab, it's not the Yisrael's. It's just talking about, but it's not the Yisrael's. I'm not chayiv anyway. What do you mean, I'm chayiv anyway? You have 1,000 animals that need Maisa. I only had 9 plus. I'm only at 9 plus, so I'm on a shuk, it's okay. Hold on, Abaya, then Abaya said, Lab, you'll see, it's wrong. Damri, what I said is wrong. It's fake a Lab by Surah, it's not true. It can't be that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Because Lu Yitzur, it would be a case of 9 plus 1, then you will be able to give Maisa. The Monashuk is not true. The Monashuk that I said is true was what Abaya wanted. Abaya wanted Tanya, really, the Kayan could cop. And it's not called Mamun Yisrael, but Yisrael could do it, 9 plus 1, because 9 plus 1. It's win-win. If it's the Yisrael, so it's 9. And if it's not, then it was okay. So the Bayis is not true, because in a state of Suffolk, you know the Bayis of Ayim Vuchal. What's the Raya? What happens if a guy has a lot of Ayimis, and he's counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, one of the guys that was counted jumped back into the crowd. He was the only, he didn't want to miss them. So he kofat Echad Min Ayimis, we have missed them. Why is the guy jumping out? Why is the person jumping if you were out of line? What's that? So some behavior is thus. The answer is no. He jumped back in to be with the chevra. So the din is kulam p'turim. They're all potter. Why are they all potter? Because like this, the ones that went out are already what's called money. They're already get counted. And once they're already get counted, so you're potter. That's exactly what Kosar Rashi brings down. The other ones have a suffix mixed in there, because we don't know who's a good counter, who's not, and there's a suffix, one of them that's potter from Maisavim. If the 10 that come out, keep counting, if the 10 that come out are all Bar Yisuri, it's not one of the ones that skip back in, so it's fine. And if not, see, like it's okay, because the ones that you counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they were all Minyan Aroi, you left behind you in the corral, a lot of behemoths. Vela, you're anyway good, so why'd you go through the Vimanashach? Why are they all part of it? Go ahead and do Maisa Meir Vimanashach. If you count the 10, we'll call it Mechuyav Dekei animals, Vakasha, and if not, so the ones that counted that went out are part of it anyway because you left them behind the Minyan Aroi. Elamai is Lechmeim. Elamai, here we can work us to the conclusion. Asir Yivad El Rachman of Allah, Asir Yisafik. Asir Yivad El Rachman is Yisafik. I want to point out to you something in Pshat, which is very, very important. At the end of the day, I want to point out something that we didn't say till now. I didn't say how to gush until now. Something very important. The Gemara comes out at the end of the day. Rashi brings down the pasuk. There's a din that in order to be chayv ma'is behemo, or better yet, to be pater ma'is behemo, it has to be a vade tantalon, not a sophic tantalon. It has to be a siri vade lo siri sophic. And that's why all these mamonashos collapse. There's no mamonashos by kavatachom and a menuyim. Those are stuck. If one of the guys went in, so let's go backwards. When one of the menuyim jumped back into the corral, so what's the problem now? The problem is that all the ones over there are all sophic. Suffolk Maisa Behemoth, correct? And Suffolk Maisa Behemoth, you can't do. So there's no Mamanashah, there's nothing you can do about it, okay? So really, you're potter. Because Suffolk, you can't, you're not going to be able to perpetrate Vada Maisa Behemoth, Vada, Siri Vada Lo Siri Suffolk, and all the animals that are back in the corral, there's thousands of animals, each of them could be the one. Therefore, they're all potter because it's not going to be any more case of Siri Vada. So I want to point out to you something very, very important, which is a gilui to everything we've spoken about the last few weeks. So at the end of the day, what is the raya from Asfekas and the Chosun Ladir? The raya from Asfekas and the Chosun Ladir is that if you hold talk for coin with pain of a teen, if the coin's a lot of grab, so it's point to money on your coin, right? Now the Gemara suggested, and the Gemara said, wait, maybe there's a Mamanashach. The Gemara says, no. What's Maskar the Gemara at the end of the day? In order to do Maisa Behemer, you have to be a what? You have to be a Vada, correct? And that's why the case of when the animal jumps in, we don't exercise the Mamanashach. So it's a Mordecai Manashach. What's the problem? What do you mean they're all potter? What type of business is that? Take, count out 10, and you have a beautiful Manashach. If all 10 are chayav, so you did Maisa Behema. And if not, so the ones that went through are anyway, they're Mina Roy, because they were Roy to be counted, and that's enough to, once you went through the fence, Nachas Hashem, once you get under the stick, so that's already good. And that's one reason, case we don't do, another case we don't do Manashach is when you have exactly 9 plus 1, we don't do the Manashach. Shteita Yisrael, watch what I'm going to say now. That in order to be chayiv ma'isa behema, you have to be vadei chayiv. This is a landmark zach of the Gemara. Fekah hakash, okay, very good. So why are the ma'isa sfekas nechas on the day? Why are the potter? So all these ukimtas don't make any sense, and they don't help you anyway. Because asir vadei v'la asir yisofer, correct? Alamayit zavai, that the coin can't grab. Fekah hakash, and now that the coin can't grab, let's see miyadai, it's called a vadei. Does face the vadei, I want to be able to realize that this is the culmination of many, many weeks of hard work. That's called a vada. I don't think there's no suffix over here. It's a suffix before, right? Teretz says, no. Yisrael, I was trying to point out what happened. Earlier in the Gemara timed that how could the Yisrael potter himself with the what? How could Yisrael potter himself using the what? Using the suffix before. It's point of a minor, minor coin, right? He's pottering himself from a chiv. If you remember, we spoke at great length over there about the interaction between Mammon and Issa, right? What did you go about? Mammon is Issa, so the Gemara said, it's played in Mammon Asher Kain. I said, what do you say? And if the Kain can't grab, then it's called a Mammon Asher Yisrael. I want to raise that now 10 floors. The Gemara comes out that it's called a Vadai. It was back then the Gemara had a discussion. If the Kain's allowed to grab it, how can you go Pati yourself from Yechiv Maisa Behema? You're using Mammon Asher Kain. The answer is, it's not called Mammon Asher Kain. Why? Because it's called my Mammon. Why is it called your Mammon? It's a Suffolk. Because the Mammon is the Pasuk to my money. And Mammon has Hashpah on Yisroel, correct? It has Hashpah on Maisa Behema. That's what we said back then. I'm just raising it one notch. The Gemara says, not only it's called a Moedish Akar, it's called a Vadai. I mean, you have to resolve the Suffolk. Shteto that a Moedish Mechavel of Araya, without getting into all the reasons why, whether it's Rabbi Hanan or whether it's Satzchia, or Rashi again says Satzchia over here. But the part is, look at Rashi, Lav Milsi Adami, the Vadi Siyatu Hulama, the Yehi Satzchia, the Koyim Bey. Tzatzchia. Shadows practically, could the coin take it or not? But what does the Gemara say? That because the coin can't take it, it's called Vadei. It was like, I'm asking Lukasha. Sveikas Nechos of the Deer. Right, a guy has a bunch of Maisa Behemoth, so Sveikas Nechos of the Deer, Fekah Hakasha, what do you mean? He has to be a Vadei, not a Suffolk. The coin can't grab. But say, that's called a Vadei? Shteta Shaking Zach. That's called Vadei. Because I'm waiting for the Chavei of Araya gives it to me and it says it's a Vadei. Either like a Bochonon, that it's a Simen of Vadei and Suffolk, or the way we said that the Maestro of the Suffolk, the Din of the Torah, gave it to you. If you remember the rest of your life, it's called a Vadei. That means the real Raya from a Sekhus Nasa of the Deer is the Vadeikite. And in order to go ahead and do it, you have to be a Vadei. And Shteta, that's called a Vadei. Where's it called a Vadei? Crank Kangrip. So what's the Crank Kangrip? That's called a Vadei. That's called a Siri Vadei. Shteta, yeah, that's called a Siri Vadei. And if I have to bring a Raya to that topic of what moment it's possible to be sure, it's here. not just that you're pottering. I want to point out there's really two rise, two levels. One level was the Gemara said, how could you go pottering? You have a chiyah ma'isa behemah. How can you go pottering a chiyah ma'isa behemah using a behemah that's a suffering b'chor? You're pottering a mo'ed shakoyim. That's one level. There's another level. How can you go pottering yourself? It's not a siri vaday. You need a vaday. There it is. It's called a vaday. Why is it called a vaday? Why is it called a vaday? Shtein, this Gemara is the only place in Shas, by the way. So the Gemara says that it's called Vada yours, and it's called a Siri Vada Vala Siri Sophic. That's an alarming Zach. Continues the Gemara and says, Amalei Rav Achmi Diftila Ravina Maisvei, because what's the case? Either it's Sophic Bukhairis, if you're talking about Sophic Bukhairis or Behemis Kahairis, Yir Kaidish Am Rachmana Vale Shikar Kodesh. Bukhair Behema Tahira is not Chayat Maisa Behema. I repeat, because it says, a Siri Yir Kodesh, not something which is already Kodesh. And since this thing has a Sophic Hakdish, we already know that it has a Isra Giza Vavoyda, right? Remember, the Giza Vavoyda is detached from the Mominus, correct? Remember? The Giza Vavoyda is detached from the Mominus. The Giza Vavoyda is detached from the Mominus. Whatever the reason is, Kimidubur. But the Giza Vavoyda is attached, so the thing is Kodesh, right? So the thing is Kodesh, you can't be Maisa Behem anyway. So it can't be that's the case. Nothing to do with anything we spoke about in the Sugi. Because remember, we already spoke out that Giza Vavoyda is detached. We had Kashas. Why is it detached? Why is it not telling the Mominus? But Kodesh it is. Something which is Kodesh already doesn't have Maisa Behem, so Maisa Behem it can't be. So what could be the case? What happened? A guy had a chamor, a petach amor has the sort of either you kill it or whatever it is, and you appoint it with the what? With a seh. The seh is not kodesh. Why is the seh not kodesh? Because it goes full into the kohen, but it's not kodesh. So you don't have a problem with your kodesh. You have a sophic pigeon petach amor. What do you have? You have a shapsola that you were appointed a sophic pigeon petach amor. It's chulin, it's not Kurdish, it's a Sufik, we pass the Mitzvah of Raya, and that's the case. We have Mitzvah of Raya Paschal that is yours, and it's called Asiri Vadi Vala Asiri Sufik, and the word brings down that you're chayiv on Pidja Petachamor, you're chayiv to give Maisa Behem. That's the Gemara. Comes with the Rambam and Paschkins over here. Paschkins the Rambam. Famous Rambam in Hilz Bukhariz, Berg Bez Allah for Gimel. He Paschkins, Tuk for Koyin, Amitim Yodai, shook the world. So Dr. Ram Kobachosh Sophic Dina Shirat Yibo Mov Yerchabal of Yopi Ye Ochol the Bolov in Tofsa Crain, Amosim Yasio, the Boyle is of the Mumoy. Alain Makrivish, Amakrif Lelo, the Bhor Bada Shem Yishkul of Azora. Paskins the Rambam, the famous Rambam, Paskins Sari, Talk for Crain, Amosim, Crain's a lot of grab. Because the Mishnah speaks out of Perk B, it's Hilchos Bukhairis, a Perk before. That the Rambam Poshet held like Rav Hamnuna. Does anybody remember where Rav Hamnuna's baseline Raya that you're allowed to grab from was where? What? It was a Lashon. It says, Echo B'chavet, Hamayit B'chavet, Raya. What's a Raya? And Rav Hamnuna learned, what's supposed to be Raya mean? Wherever it is. By him. Mela, that's what Rav Hamnuna learned. I'll talk for coin. Never see the other. You're allowed to grab. Amen. Diktani, I'm using Rav Raya. He made a dirk, by the way. He made a dirk in a lushan. It says I'm using Rav Raya. I'm using Rav Raya is bilateral. It's two sides. I'm also like this, follow the back. It doesn't make a difference. So he passed it. I, Rav Hamnuna, bought a Raya. I think more was Deicha. So Tchia Be'alma says the Kesem Mishnah. He doesn't hold it as a. Either a raya from Maisa Behem, we didn't hold the raya. Why not? Yesh La'ayim was a say different sorrows, things that we spoke about the whole week. Whether Mom and Paskin Zisurin or not, Behena, excuse me, whether or not the fact that you can grab bothers me. He didn't hold that the fact that you can grab bothers me. Behena. Okay? Because the famous Rajba, this is what's critical here, and this Rajba's a game changer. The Rajba, says, please take out your sheets if you don't mind. We're going to learn a Rajma inside. The Rajma Sabshad in the Rambam. First of all, I just want to let you know, Agavor Chastam, that in your day, in Hechaz Bechoyris, the Goyin over there, Achenorot, he explains that the motivation for the Rambam to passing like this was, I want to rewind you something. After Agamor Satak Bukhari Metsimi Yodai, the Rishonim had a bunch of kashas from all types of places. From Ksubis here and Ksubis there and this Gemara and that Gemara, and Tais had a kasha from the one Daf Kuf Beis and Daf Kuf Yud. There's a whole, and there's other Gemaras, there's a whole array of Gemaras which say Yelanigraph. That's why, because of those Gemaras, the Rishonim came up with a whole Shulchan Aruch called Tak Fakayin, Yosef David Egluye, Tisa Bereshos, Nechas Beheter. The Goyen over there, he says, in one blow, that the Makkah to the Rambam that you're allowed to grab. So what was the Gemara? It says you're allowed to grab. You're going to break your head. What about our Gemara? I'm saying our Gemara is a Tchiyah Balmo. We pass the light. I mean, it's very interesting when you take a step back, because of the politics of Psak. The Goyen said that the Rambam looked over all of the Shas. On this Gemara, Trey, the Rambam said, are you saying that shook the Yiddish world? That by Trey, we don't say Chazaroman. On the Kashav over there, he answered, most of the Gluye. Okay, on the kasha over there, he answered Nichas Rishos. On the kasha over there, he said, the Rambam says, instead of making a patchwork of the Rutsum on Ten Gemaras, okay, let's say that you're allowed to grab, finish, Atkan, have a good day, we're done. You're allowed to grab. What about the Gemara? So the Kasha says, he wasn't responsible for the Gemara, so Rabbi pushed away Rabbi Luna. Pashtas like Rabbi Luna. Like you see, all over Shas, you're allowed to grab. The Rambam didn't hold up this collection of Dechikin to answer this way, that one, this one, that way. But there's one question that you can't get away from, and that is the kasha from where Hasekas and Chosin Lodir. The Rambam passing hopes to be current period days that a guy who has 10 ploim and they're all Sekas Petach Hamor, Harin Kachul and Choldover, Mafresh Echad Mehen Maisa Vashar Shalei, Mafresh Maisa Behema, Haki Mafresh Maisa Behema, it says Asir Yavadi, Lala Asir Yisofik, it's against the Gemara, okay? What says Asir Yavadi, Lala Asir Yisofik, against the Gemara. Against the Gemara's right, the Gemara said, pray to Moina, Moina Shekoin, how can you go to such a thing, right? How can you be Yetzi Yechi and Maisa Behema? You pray to Moina, Moina Shekoin, on the Tzad, Yechai and Maisa Behema. So the Rajbis is something very interesting. Look inside the Rajbis. The Rajbis, the Helik Rajbis himself, took on the Rambam and he said a Tevitz. I want you to please look inside because I'm going to skip a piece first and then we'll come back to it, okay? Helkach, listen carefully here. Look inside. Helkach, you have inside? Has it? Look at Rambam. Look at Rajbis like this. By the way, the word Safik Bukhar is a code name for Behemoth Tahira. It's called a Safik Bukhar. Look inside. It's a full scale Safik. The Kohen never had more of a Chazakah. The Kohen more than Israel. He saw one of the Kohen. Yeah, I forgot this. The Afagraf is Chazik Yisrael Be'im, even though the Yisrael had a Chazak in the mother. But Vlad, Mi'alei is Chazik, he didn't have a Chazak in the kid. We're going to skip the Havalei for a second, if you don't mind. Aval HaSveikis, but in the case of Petah Rechem, Yisrael is Chazik Bola Gamri. The Beguf is Petah Chem is Rad Lekin Zachibi, the Petah Chemar itself is a Sofik. Then he says, V'seh V'adai, and this Seh, this Shechzolah, has Chazik V'yad Ba'alim. The se itself was yours. The suffix pigeon petach amor who suffix ain't a pigeon. Vilkach dina who that field talk for kremes yinas v'yadoi. First of all, pshat, then lomdus, kidar kenu. The Rajmi says there's a fundamental chilek between the two types of suffix b'choros. There's a suffix behemet ta'ira and a suffix of petach amor. Let's go slowly. What's the case of a suffix behemet ta'ira? I want to say over the facts of how the achreinu learned the Rajmi, okay? What's a suffix of a peta of a behemet ta'ira? There's an animal, an animal, a parah gave birth to an animal, and it's a suffix from minute one, is it a bechor or not? That's the case of bet bechor, okay? The case of suffix, that's the case of behemet ta'ira. Behemet was born, and from the first second that it was born, I don't know, is it a bechor, is it not a bechor? That's the case of suffix bechor. Wait, Rabbi Yisai, the case of Suffolk Pigeon Petah Chamor is like this. My Chamor gave birth to a Suffolk Bechor. I took my sheep, and I made a pigeon on the Suffolk Petah Chamor. Now the sheep is the Suffolk today. What's the Suffolk today? The Petah Chamor went off. What's the Suffolk today? The sheep, the Seh. That Seh, you are a Marakam on. Hello, you Vade own the Seh. Hello, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Suffolk? Suffolk's on the sheep, on the Shapsalah. So what did you do? You took a sheep from your corral and you appointed the Safik Petach Hamar. Now the Petach Hamar is not relevant anymore because Safik Petach Hamar is a monoshach. Either it's not a Bechor or it was lived already, so goodbye. Now we have this Shepsel over here, which is a Safik Pidgin Petach Hamar. Do I have to give it to the Kohen or not? What was the state of this Seh before it entered into the world of Safik? It was my Seh, right? I took my Seh and I perpetrated an act of Safik Pidgin Petach Hamar. Says the Velt, what the Raja meant to say is, you're a Marakama. You're a markam on the set. You've had to own the set till now. Now, there was an incident that happened to the set, which was a shayla. Did the set leave your rishos or not? Did it become the kohen or not? But the set was not your set. You took a set which wasn't anything, and you applied the suffix petach hamor. In the case of classic Sofik Bechor, when an animal gives birth to Behemoth Torah to a Bechor, slowly, you never were a Marakam on that animal. You were a Marakam on that animal. You weren't a Marakam on the animal. You were a Marakam on the animal. You weren't a Marakam on the animal. From the first second that the animal was born, it's a Sofik, whether it is or not, correct? I skipped a piece about Machal Poruch, I'll get to it soon. So that's what the Velt says, the Stipler and the Schmeitzer, and all the Gedalei Oilam learned up that what the Rajba meant to answer was that in the case of Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamar, which is the case over here, you are the Marakama. In the case of Sofik Bechor, you are never the Marakama, because the animal from the first second was born in a state of Sofik. We're talking about the animal itself, we're talking about the Sofik Bechor itself. What happened? An animal gave birth, and the animal is a Sofik Bechor from the first second of who it belongs to. The case of Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamar is a case where there was a Sofik Petach Hamar, Sofik whether it was the Bechor or not. But I took my say and I redeemed it. So the handle arise on the say. On this say, I was once a Marakama. On this say, I bade only till now. Slowly. Slowly. So who cares? I have to finish off the politics first. So who cares? Says the Velt. This is how everybody learned up the Rajba. All the people they left from the Schmeitz and further. There's a famous stipler over here. Whenever I think about Metzia, I think of this stipler. The Achrayim all learned up that what the Rajah meant to say was Azash the Kotor, watch. That the Rambam said, you're allowed to grab. He's talking about a case of Sofik Bechor where there never was a Marakama. The Rambam holds that you're allowed to grab. Yeah, you're allowed to grab. You have a Sofik? What happened? A baby Bechor was born? You have a Sofik whether it's a Bechor or not? How is it going to you? Can't grab it. You can grab. You're allowed to grab. Like the Rambam says, all of Rashas, you're allowed to grab. The Rambam says, you're allowed to grab. Tough for crying. Hey, what's your other? Aye. There's a Mishnah, Bryce, that says, Fakers, the Chosel, the deer, and you point to Moina, Moina Shakoin. Over there, it's not Moina. Over there, you're not allowed to grab. Why not to grab there? Why not to grab there? Why aren't you allowed to grab? Yeah, it's usually not allowed to grab because over there was a higher level. Over there was a Marakama. Over there, you're handling the set that you took out of your corral and you used it to be Paita. On that set, you are a Marakama. From a Marakama, you can't grab. Says the. What the Jews Rashi meant to say was that the maskon of our Gemara that we just learned, that the case of a sacred person with you, anyway, is not talking about a Sofik Bechor Behemoth Torah. It's talking about a water, Petach Hamor. And in every case of a Petach Hamor, you're what? You're taking your sheep, your shepsala, your seh, and you're being paid to what? You're being paid to the animal. So the handle right now is on the seh, and on this seh, you were a Marakama, because it was Vade yours. The seh was Vade once mine. So I have a Marakama. For a Marakama, you can't grab. So therefore, since you can't grab, it's called a minor shell, what do you call it? So the Gemara, in the Havmina, the Gemara thought we were talking about a regular Bechor. Maskana that we're talking about, it can't be a regular Bechor. We're talking about a what? A Petach Hamor. In a Petach Hamor, you have a Marakama. In a Marakama, attack, you can't grab. Now the two Rambam's not fair. The Rambam who passes that you're allowed to grab, and he holds all over you're allowed to grab, that's when you're grabbing from a dinner from a Mechavel Varaya, from regular Mosek. Where is that? That's the case of a regular Bechor. A regular Bechor was born. From the first second, it's a Sofik. Never was a Marakama. You never had a Marakama Shkem on that animal. So what are you doing? It's a, what's it about? You're allowed to grab. How late to be Chavar, right? You're allowed to grab. Like the Kohen says, it's 10 rise, you're allowed to grab. What's it about? When can't you grab? You can't grab from a case of Marakama. So if you're allowed to grab, so how can we say, because a Chosin Ladir, it's a Moinish or Kohen? Over there, you can't grab Taka. Because over there, it's a higher level, it's a Marakama. That's how the Velt brought down this Trubas Arajma to answer the Rambam, that the Rambam Taka Paskins you're allowed to grab, that's only by Bechor Behema Tahira, where there never was a Marakama. And that's what the Rambam Paskins that you can't grab is talking about the case of Sofik Petach Hamor, where the Handel Arayza said that you vade on till now. And the question is, did the Seh leave your Rishos? So I want to hear the Tifkite. In the case of a Sofik Behema Tahira, the question is not whether did it leave your Rishos. The question is it yours or is it his? So now we say I'm allowed to grab. Albeit it's true, it's Mechavel Rai, but I can go grab. In the case of the Sofik Petach Hamor, the case of Sofik Petach Hamor, which anyway is a Sofik Petach Hamor, the animal was once yours. What's the Sofik? Did the animal leave my Rishos or not? The nature of the Sofik is a different Sofik. The nature of the Sofik is that the animal leave my Rishos. On that we say, Marakama Paskins. I am allowed to grab, not from a Marakama. A Marakama is a stronger Zach than a Moitzu Bechavel Vraya. A Marakama is a stronger Zach than a Moitzu Bechavel Vraya. One second. Atkan Divrei. Stipler and the Schmeitzer learn like this. That's what that's the terrace. Mela, in the end of the day, the mission is not fair because the mission is talking about Peter Petach Hamor. They're talking, you can't grab. Ad kan the. So what did the Gemara bring a raya from there? Ask me. The Gemara the Havamina speaks out all that way, and the Gemara thought we were talking about a suffix b'chor tahira over there. The Gemara Maskara says it can't be anyway. So it's not sure. Ad kan did now. I want to stop here and understand. That means the Rambam is a shita yichidah. The Rambam is a one-time shita. Who holds you allowed to grab? And the only time you can't grab is when? When's the only time you can't grab? When's Morakama? Morakama is a higher din. Morakama is starker than a regular mozik. That alone, that yistoyed alone, by the way, is a very, very, it's a big unknown in the belt. Why is Morakama, why from generally you can't grab, but all of a sudden you could grab? Well, generally, you're allowed to grab. We pass can talk for crying over here. You can't grab because Morakama is harder. It's a stronger zash. It takes away. Not clear. Why is Morakama stronger? Why is Morakama taka stronger? Why is Morakama taka now that you take it? That's what the Velt says pshat in the Rashba here. We'll continue with that line of reasoning. And we'll say the famous kasha that the Shmaitze asks and the Stiple asks over here. So what is this shtickel Torah based on? This shtickel Torah is based on two parts. Part one is, which is really more important for us, is that you're allowed to grab. Ken's grabbing, you can grab. The second part is, so why over there can't you grab? Because there's a Morakama. Mashenkin, in the case of Safik Bukhar, is the regular case of Bukhar, there's a Morakama. Frikolik Del Achraidim, there's a Morakama. You're the Morakama on the over till now. What do you mean there's no Morakama? You are Morakama. You're Morakama on the over. I understand you. Bishas, the over was in the mother's stomach. Who is the Morakama on the over? What? Kenya, Chas v'Shalom, the owner of the bar, we're talking about. Who owned the Uber when it was in the mother's stomach? One second, there's no Suffolk then, we're talking about. Suffolk, the Kedusha's Bukhar is only called after the later. It's not true. It's only Suffolk, totally after the later. Who did the Uber belong to when it's in the mother's stomach? Belong to the Baal, right to the Baal of Bar. So why is it no Morakama? So what are you going to tell me? That ownership of an Uber is what doesn't have relevant to the baby when it's born, because it's a new baby over here, it's a new mitzias over here, it's a new being. So that the Shmaitze is the famous kasha, which the stipulate brings down, that the Gemara Daf Kuf says, of course not like that. The Gemara Daf Kuf says that when you have a Morakama on a baby, it helps, on an Uber, it helps when the kid's born. What's the case over there? What's the Gemara Daf Kuf say? A machlo poro v'chamor. And then, what happened? There was a Hamar where's the Hamar? In Los Angeles. And there was a Paro where? In New York. And a guy made a Kenyan on the, was in Los Angeles, with all the Hamarim there. Kipshutai. And it's a terrible place. You have Chafed Eden and the Moistus of Torah. What? Ask Gary, he'll tell you. It's worse than Hamar. What? Yeah. Akoponim, the Chamor was in Los Angeles, Kimidur, and a guy made a Maisa Kinyan on the Chamor. He made a Machlef, he did a Chalipin. So the second he did the Kinyan on the Chamor, it was kind of the Parah. The Parah's over there in New York, they come back a week later, right? And they find that there's a baby there. When was the baby born? Was the baby born after the Chalipin, or before? So the Gemara, we're passing Yachleku. In fact, the Gemara over here, on the Afkufam and Aleph, the Nukma Cheskes Marakama. What's the suffix? Put the baby back on the Cheskes Marakama. Now, who's the Marakama here, by the way? Who's the Morakama? The Baal of the what? Of the Paro. Is Morakama on the Paro or Morakama on the Obra? It can't be the Paro, by the way, because the suffix is not on the Paro. Although we know what time the Paro was sold. The Paro was sold at 12 o'clock Eastern Saving Times, okay? So we know exactly what happened with the Paro. The Paro was sold, we did a Maisach. At 12 o'clock the Paro became wine. There's no suffix about the Paro when the Paro was wine. Now we know exactly what the Paro was. The suffix is, when was the Obra born, correct? The suffix is, when was the Obra born? Was the Obra before 12 o'clock? What was it after 12 o'clock? That's the whole suffix, correct? So what does the Gemara say you're Morakama? Affect the stipend, affect the Shmaitza. What do you mean you're Morakama? Morakama on what? Morakama on the part of them. The suffix is not on the part. The suffix is when was the Uber born? Was the Uber born before 12 or was it after 12 o'clock? Okay? So what does the Gemara say? You're Morakama on the Uber. How are you Morakama on the Uber? You owned the Uber until now. So if I did the Uber, zero. That's what the Gemara means to say. May it affect the Helik Shmaitza, the Ktois, and the stipend, and everybody else. Yeah, it's a famous Kasha. How could the Rambam say that what? That by a suffix Bukhar, is no Morakama. When can you not grab? That's when there's a Morakama. That's the case of the Seh. Because the set was Vada Yoz till now, and you took a set that's Vada Yoz, and you went and made a pigeon. Now, Shenkin, in the classics of before, it never was yours. What do you mean never was yours? The over is yours. There's a mark on the over. Over there's a mark on the over. Azay Frek, the Shmaitz, Azay Frek, the Stipler. Can anybody tell me a chelik?
You were dealing with Mominus.
I mean, that's what he's saying.
The Shailas are Mominus, so we care about
Ruth. Yeah, too, it's Mominus, by the way.
Here, after
I understand you. It's all everything's Mominus. It's all. Excuse me, you're wrong. Okay. It's all Mominus. The Rambam says the Morakama helps. The Marshal, in the case of this Morakama Paskins, I can't let us see over here. It's a Mominus to Geshayla. Who does the thing belong to? I don't see what you're saying.
The
same way Morakama works. I understand you. The same way Morakama says you can't grab from Morakama because the Seb was yours till now. The Uber was mine till now also. So how can you grab?
The later doesn't change anything.
Oh, what do you mean to say? Oh, what are you both saying? So what? So he's saying a whole part. That in the case of the Mechira, my ba'alas on the over, bitzad my ba'alas on the over, be'etzem, was supposed to be loyal and void. Now there was a new development that there was a Mechira or a Machlapa or a Chamar that happened. Fine. Mashenkin, what's the other thing over here? Mashenkin, what happens if a guy's a Marakama that mitzad the Marakamishkeit on the tzad that it's going to be born a Bechor, so it's inevitable that the ba'alas is going to be Pachar? It's a very big shayla among this. A zach that I vade owned. But mitzad my vade owning, it's not necessarily going to stay forever. Is the fact that I was a Morakama till now machria the suffix or not? Yeah. What these guys are saying? What these guys are saying like this. By the seh, I had an ownership in the seh that mitzad, my seh that I owned wasn't the suffix b'chor, correct? So the seh that I owned was vade mine forever. If it will be sold afterwards, something will happen afterwards. I go do an act of being paid, that's already a new development. But the ownership that I had in the seh was a leilandic ownership. That's called a Morakama. Mashenkin over there where it's a suffix b'chor, is on the tzad that it's a b'chor, it's oimid l'hishtanos. That means the zach is built in that it's oimid the b'alos to be rishtana. That's not called a Morakama. Hagam that today I vade on the over. I vade on the over today, says the stipler. But your ownership today isn't necessarily going to rate, it's not a sibah that's going to be yours tomorrow. Because on the tzad that it's a b'chor, and the b'alos is oimid l'hishtanos, it's oimid to change. So that you own it today is not going to be a reason that's going to be tomorrow. That means it's built into the b'chor that your ownership could be limited. Is hagam that you're a vade Morakama today. How come that you're a vade Morakama today? There's no shell about it. You're a vade Morakama, okay? But the Maisa, the Morakamishkeit that you have is limited in time, built in, because on the tzad that it's b'chor, it's oymed l'shtanos. When a guy, the case of the seh, you can't tell me there was oymed l'shtanos. When I went ahead, I go make opinion, so then I create a suffix. But the Morakama that I had, mitzad, it's etzim state of affairs, is loyal and void. It's not Morakamishkeit, it's forever. Hashem Kain, in a case where the Morakamishkeit mitzad itself doesn't necessarily guarantee that it's going to stay by me, because on the tzad that it's a b'chor, then be'etzim it's going to be paka. As that marish kamishkai doesn't pass, it's not called the dag of a marakama. It's a very interesting svara. Rabbeinu is making a face. Who cares? So l'chayra, this terrorist that the Ohel is saying, that the staff is saying, could be totally in the famous chakir of the Kuncha Sveikas. You all know that the Kuncha Sveikas declared a famous chakir. It's probably the most famous chakir in Noshim Nezikim, besides all the other ones. Yeah. The Quintus Vegas declared a famous Akira. What was his famous Akira? Quintus Vegas said, what is this mile of Morakama? You have a Sofak on a Zach. I'll give you an example. The case over there in Daf Kuf, which you're all supposed to see today, is a case where you're not a Mosek holding onto it because the animal's in the Agam. It's in the street, okay? So there's nobody who's a Mosek physically on it. So we say, give it to the Morakama, the last known owner. What's this he say that we give something to the last known owner? You know, the Quintus Vegas is a famous Akira. One way of learning is that, in other words, I'll ask in the following nosach before I get to the Quintus Vegas suffix. Like, who cares? If it's by me, I'm Mosek Rabbi. If it's by me, I'm a Mosek. If it's by me, I see you as a Vailum. What do I care that you were the last known Vailum? The case over there in Daf Kuf was that the poor is standing in the street, the baby's in the street. We have no idea whose it is. So he once owned it, who cares? So the Quintus Vegas class is very, very serious, like Hakira. It's one of the most important ideas in Noshim as you can. Quintus Vegas class is a Hakira. Listen carefully. Not that I once owned something, why does it affect me now? Is the pshat that's another way of being mulzik in a thing? I see you as the bialim. In other words, since I was the owner until now, so we continue to see you as the bialim. It's a form of mulzik. In other words, a person could be a mulzik in something either because it's sitting in my rishus or because I owned it till now. So it's by you. We take on that it's yours. We see it by you. It's a form of mulzakus. It's another way of being mulzik. You can be mulzik because it's in your backyard. You can be mulzik on it because you were the last known owner. So it's a certain type of mandikovle. Like, until proven otherwise, leave it by me. Leave it by me. That's what I'm called. That's the Tzadik Kuntzik. One Tzadik Kuntzik is that since I was the last, no, we leave it by you. That's what I'm calling it. It's a world of Mukhtar. What's the world of Mukhtar? It's where it is, we leave it, right? So you can have where it is, we leave it physically, because it's in your backyard. And we can have where it is, ownership-wise. You were the last known owner. We learned about you. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is Chas v'Shalom. It has no shachas to the world of Mukhtar. Mukhtar is when it's physically by me. What's the side of Marakama? What do I care about history? What do I care what happened yesterday? Look where it is now. So one way of learning is, like I just said the first side, is that what was the history defines where it is now. We continue to see it by you. That's called by me. That's leave it where it is, okay? The other way of learning is, there's no shachas b'chal to leave it where it is, because it's not anywhere. It's in the street. Marakama works like chazak is by Yisurim. How does it work by Yisurim? I have a suffix whether the lady got married or not. So I put it back on her last known chazakah. That's not a din of Monte Coevle, that's a halacha of Hilchos Chazakas, that we put you back on your last known chazaka. We allow the last known status, I'll say it in English, we take on that there was no change until we know there was a change. That's it, it was kosher till now, it stayed kosher. It was treif till now, it stayed treif. You were single till now, you stayed single. You were divorced till now, you stayed divorced. More common means, chazaka de meikara. It's from the world of chazakas, of isurim. We put you back on your last known status halachically, and that's machriya the suffix. Two ways of learning, my rabbi say, the yisoid of more common. Is more common just the word of sleep where it is, and where it is the last known owner? Or no, the fact that I was the last known owner, that's a hachra on the suffix, what's called chazakas isurim. That's a famous suffix of the Kunja Sefikas. I wonder, this teretz that the guy said, the disciple says this teretz, that there's no Marakama on the Uber. Why? Because the Marakama is aimed to change. You all agree that it's a lot better if I learn that the Yisrael of Marakama is that I'm being Makriya the Suffolk with Hilchas Chazakas and I'm taking on that there was no change until I know there's no change. So like I say, this thing is aimed for change. This thing lives in the ownership that there's an aimed for change. So that's not cool to have a Chazakah. I can't say, oh, we're going to pass and leave things the way they are. That's not the pshat. We don't pass it the way things they are because there never was a pshat. The zach has built-in change. It's aimed to change. It's aimed to be pocket of violence. But if the side of Bar Kama is leave it where it is, leave it where it is. Pshat. Leave it in the last place it was. So nice of where it is by the first guy, no? It's a lot more geschmack. If the side of Bar Kama is that since you were the last thing, that's the last status in halacha. Like when somebody was single, we say you stayed single, and somebody was married, you stay married. So I say, look, over here, you can't put it back on the last known status and say there's no change until we know there's change. This thing is aimed for change. It's aimed for change. It's not a vada that because it was like no, it was like this. When I own a set, the pashtus is that the siva that I own it today is the siva that I own it tomorrow. So I say, until proven otherwise, we take on, there's no change. Over here, you can't take on, there's no change. Because it's aimed to change. It's a suffix b'chor. So the bailus that you have today doesn't say anything about tomorrow. Pashenkin, if the yisoid of Barakama is not such a bombish azach that it paskins, it says there's no change. Barakama means leave something where it is. Where is it? Well, check the last place it was. Well, he owned it. That's the last thing. So then what do I care? The svar that they said that ground that's aimed to change. But lamaisa, you don't know what to do with it. Leave it where it is. The last place it was by that guy. Think about it. You have a suffix on the over. Is the over a b'chor or not? The last known owner was him, so leave it where it is, where the last place that it was by him. So we continue to see it by him. Yesh la'im is a hative, whether or not this teretz of the stipler on the Shmaitz's kasha could pass the test of the Kuntz HaSvekis Chakira of what Marakama means. Either way. We have a landmark Rajba here. It's a Rajba. The Rajba got up and said a teretz on the Rambam, that the Rambam said all over your Ladachap, except in the case of Petach Amor, where you took your own say, and your own say, you were Marakama on it. Oh. That's level one. We asked the Kasha, why by regular Bukhar, you're not a Marakama? Because you're not a Marakama on the Uber, the Gemara says, Nafkuf, you are. So you have this, we have the stipend of Teretz, that it's different. Over there, you're not a Marakama. Over here, you're not a Marakama, because to begin with, your ownership of yesterday doesn't reflect on today. Hashenkin, over there, it does. By a say, for example, you are Marakama, because your ownership on the say is a reflection of today. I once heard from Rav Asher, he wanted to tie a different shot of the Shuvah Sarajba. By the way, according to the pshat that I just said, so I want to talk business. The Rambam holds the fee this Havana of the Achronim that you're allowed to grab from listening to Rav Raya, correct? You're allowed to grab. Aye, so what about a steakus and a glass of a deer? How can you go ahead and be Yaitza Maisa Shane, you put it to a minor Shakain, it's the coins, or it's a suffix the coins? So the answer is because it's something pidya peta chamora, it's a seh, a deal to marakama. Marakama you can't grab from, it's a higher level. You'll all agree, if you look at the Rajmi, he doesn't say anything about this. He doesn't say it. He does say a physical difference that over here the seh was yours till now, as opposed to the Bechor was a Sofik from the first minute. He does say that. That distinction he does say. That by a Sofik Bechor, it was a Sofik from the first minute. Ashenki, by the case of the Seh, Vadeh is Chazik V'yad Bailum. He doesn't theorize say, and therefore you have a Psak of Marakama, and you can't grab from Marakama. He doesn't say that. All he says is, it's Chazik V'yad Bailum, we knew for sure it was yours. That's what he says. I want you for a washer, you wanted a Taina. That it's a slightly different vart. If you look in the part of the Rajma that I skipped, look back inside. What he wanted from Machatwar v'chamor, I'm not going into now. It's a whole complication. He's quoting a Gemara in Bav Basra Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara in Bav Basra Lamed Hey is Mashma that be'etzem the din in all sfeikas should be called Olam Gvar, except for a place where there's a drawer of the Ramayna. Okay? There's a drawer of the Ramayna. The Rajma learns drawer of the Ramayna means what it means. The Gemara in Bav Basra brought down the case of Ahu Arba, and the Gemara over there says that the din should be called Olam Gvar. In fact, the Gemara over there, the din should also be called Olam Gvar, where? By Machapar Bachamor. You should call Olam Gvar. So, over there, the answer is no. Over there, there's a draw of the money. The Rashi learns draw of the money. It's not our topic now. It means you have Epis HaShaychas with it. It means the Paro was yours and the Chamor was yours. You're in the ballpark over there. Mashma, he says. But in a case like Rayos, where there's no draw of the money, nobody has Shaychas to this before. You have no idea. What should be the din? The Hilkach, what should be the din? What should be the din? Called Olam Gvar. Again, I'm skipping over two lines. What the Rajbo wanted to prove from Machal Par V'chamor is quoting a complicated Gemara in Cheskas about them. But it's not important for us now. What the Rajbo refers to is V'hilkach, the Rambam is right, because the din should be what? What is the din? What is the din? What is the din? V'hilkach. The din is called Olam Gvar. Said Rav Asher Shteyn, this Rajbo, a landmark that in our closing days of the Sukkah over here, you can faint from such a idea. The Rashi says the Rambam Paskin is Jalotic Rab. I am Waitzmich of Ravai, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. I am Waitzmich of Ravai, would leave it by the Yisrael. I did dinners, I'm Waitzmich of Ravai, I'm Jalotic Rab, I'm not impressed. I'm Jalotic Rab. Now it's by you, now it's by me. How does the Rashi call that din? What does he call that din? What does he call that din? What does he call the din of Ein Waitzim Yadu? What is the name of that din? The name of that din is called Olam Gvar. So everybody can grab you, keep grabbing back and forth. It says I'm waiting for Raya. What is I'm waiting for Raya? It's by me, it's by you, it's by me, it's by you. So the Rashi, gives a name to it. You know what the name of the din of is? The name of Hawaii Mechavel Varaya is called Olam Gvar. That's the name of the din. We don't paskin it. We don't say leave where it is. The din is called Olam Gvar. That is the din. You'll tell me, Aitz Hawaii Mechavel Varaya. Zok the Rajbo that Lafi the Rambam. Hawaii Mechavel, I just dropped an atom bomb. The Rashi says that the name of the din of Hawaii Mechavel Varaya, according to the Rambam, is called Olam Gvar. He says, Hilkach, therefore the din is called Olam Gvar. He's referring to a Gemara Bava Basra. Hilkach, there's no draw. The mind of it's not important now. That's the rules of called Olam Gvar. But Hilkach, therefore the Richtika din is called Olam Gvar. That means we have over here in front of us a Rajbo who dropped a bomb, mamash in the closing days of the Sukkah. He said that those who hold Ein Matzim Yoda, that they allowed to grab. You know why? Because I'm Matzim Yoda means called Olam Gvar. Whoever is why, you're Olam. I'm Olam. I'm Matzim Yoda means you're the Olam now because it's by you, because it's in your background. If I'll go ahead and bring in the troops, and I'll grab it from you. So then the void is out of all of them now. Called Olam Gvar. I can grab back and forth. Wherever it is. As they start to Rajma. Shocking Zach. That means, I want to say something very, very important. I'm going to say something life-changing. Watch. Listen. How did the Rajma learn the Mandi Omar who holds Tok for Koyin, Matimi Yodi, not let it grab? How did the Rajma learn? I remember we spoke it already 100 times. What does the Rajma say? Why you not let it grab? What? Zigzela. This Rajma's Megala, what's all the Mandiyama hold? What's all the Luna hold? It's not Exil. You know it's not Exil? You know it's not Exil? Called Olam Gvar. Because you have a mistake in the Hopsak. The Hopsak to begin with is called Olam Gvar. Halei, the Rajma over here is coming to explain. What's this Rajma over here? This Rajma's coming to explain. Rab or Rav Luna? Who's this Rajma coming to explain? Rav Luna. The Rambam Pasuk like Rav Huna. By the way, let's start to simplify things. The Rambam, as opposed to everybody else in the world, Pasuk like Rav Huna. The Rabban, by the way, at the end says that the Moshe Asfari, the Rambam Pasuk is against everybody. He passed like Rav Huna, a lot of grab. He wasn't impressed by Rabbis. Deichnik wasn't impressed by anything. Because the Mishnah speaks on Perek Reis, was in Tchia Valma. He's not impressed. He's not impressed with Rabbah. Rav Huna bought a deer from a Mishnah. Hamayit Mechavel Haraya. So why Taka is the kind of a lot of grab? Because it's not, because it's called on grab. Because that is the Psaka Mazar Grab. Psaka Mazar Grab is whatever it is. But he calls it called on grab. Because the word is, you know, how are you going to call the guy Gazlan? That's the name of the Psak. So I want to say for Rav Asher, you want to say a different twist in the Rajma here in the Rambam. The Achorayim brought down that the Psak, the Rambam is that better to be a lot of grab. Because when there's a Marakama, then you can't grab from Marakama. Marakama is higher. It's not so Bishmaki. If someone will look over the Rajma again tonight, you'll see it doesn't say the word Marakama. He doesn't say the word Marakama, he doesn't say the word you can't grab. He doesn't say any of that. He just says a chilek that here you're Marakama, here not. Here you had it, you had this said, here you never had the Bechor. I want to say for a Bosher, he wanted to type a different twist in the Rajma. Look inside the Lashon of the Rajma. The Hilka Chos Sofik Bechor Sofik Gomeru. Isn't that the Rebbe learned of a Rajma? A Bechor is a Sofik Gomer. In fact, the Bosher, what does the word Sofik Gomer mean? Sofik Gomer? They're both a suffix, just here you have a ways of Echavel variety, and here you have a Marakama. Marakama is the highest act. The sale was once mine. What's the word suffix gomer mean? What's those words mean? Suffix is like, a real suffix. That's not the part that the kid in Stiple said. The part that Stiple says, you have a suffix. Just here on the sale, on the shepherd that was yours till now, it was father yours, you have a Marakama. And over there, it was there, you would have a Marakama on it. What's suffix gomer? Said a Bosher that the Rajma meant something else. It meant something very creative. You meant to say like this. There are two types of stakes, not two types of holdings. The normal understood that the velt took on that the Raj were meant to say that you're allowed to grab. From Hamaytze Mechavah Arayah, you're allowed to grab. From Amarakama, you can't grab. The guy was a Markama, he was a Vada owner, you can't grab. And the velt butchers, why is that better? Why is that harder? The Raj said, the Raj doesn't say that. The Raj says something else. The Raj says, there's two types of stakes. There are stakes which are stakes gomer. Listen to the case. A baby was born. The etzem baby the born is plays chazik be yisrael yes to be kerala kerzut. Neither of them have any more than the other one. So something b'chor. It happens to be grada in somebody's rishos. I stress the word grada. It happens to be in somebody's rishos, right? That's called a sofik gomer. Then we say called olam grada. Because in the etzem sofik, there's no tzad one way or the other. That's called a sofik gomer. A sofik gomer called olam grada. That's why I gave my introduction. It's a sofik gomer. It's a real sofik. We don't have to do it. Call the Olam Grah. When is it not a Sofik Gomer? In the case of Pidyon Petach Hamor. In Pidyon Petach Hamor, what's the case? I have a set that's my set. My set. And the Shaila is, did my set go out of my Rishus or not? That's not a Sofik Gomer. That's a different type of Sofik. When I have a Zach baby that's born, it's a toss-up. What is it? Granted, it happens to be in his backyard. That's called a Sofik Gomer. That's called, so what if it's in the backyard? That's called Olam Grah. You don't have to do it. It's a Sofik Gomer. There's a Sofik, it's a toss-up. What is this thing? I have a thing for it to be. Mazet. A Sofik Gomer? We pass it called Olam Grah. Toss it up. Go break it up. By him? Let it be him. Him? Let it be by him. When I take my set and I want to know, did my set leave my Rishos? That's not a Sofik Gomer. When you have a Marakama, so the part is not that you can't grab from a Marakama. Listen to what he said. I didn't say it. It's fair. He said, when it's not a Sofik Gomer, so the Psak to begin with is not called Olam Gvar. So the Chilik is not that here you can grab and here you can't grab. Here it's harder to grab. That's not the heart. The Pshat is, what is the Psak of this Sofik? The reason why you're allowed to grab is because the Psak is called Olam Gvar to begin with. When it's not a Sofik Gomer, the Psak's not called Olam Gvar. Okay, we're running out of time. I'll explain this a little bit tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to move on. We're not moving on to other Sugis yet, but we'll move on to other Inyanim. The main thing we're talking about tomorrow at length is the Tosfos Divrei Maaskel Kofatz. It's a Shas Tosfos. It's a famous Shas Tosfos. It has a big raid. Machlokes Tosfos Rosh, the famous Rabbi Kiva Eigel over here, which I'll explain to you at length.